In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. Last time we were together, we were focusing our attention on the passion of the Lord, that which was the driving factor of his 33 years with us. Dr. Rich Schmidt is with me in the studio again this morning. And Dr. Rich, because of his passion and everything that you were pointing out that he has done for us, I guess the question is, so what? How are we going to respond to what we have just heard?
Well, Pastor, again, good morning, and it's great to be here with you and to be able to share again with our listeners.
Thank you.
And it's just a pleasure to be able to spend some time talking about the greatest thing in the world, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what he has done for us. So as you opened us up with last broadcast, we talked about the passion of Christ. In other words, Jesus going, suffering, being mocked, ridiculed, sent to a cross, willingly, let's stress that word, willingly going to the cross, giving his life, his death, his burial, and 3 days later, as he promised, his resurrection.
Right.
That is what's changed our lives. That's what changed my life. Pastor, I believe that's what changed your life.
Oh, for sure.
And that's exactly the message that we've embraced, that we are so encouraged by. But the reason why we're doing these and why I've picked these topics, this particular set of broadcasts, is because I am seeing across the country, and unfortunately in many places out of this country, where a passion for the Lord Jesus has died. It literally has gone away. The amount of churches that are closing down, the amount of things that are coming up against Christians, unfortunately political things that are taking place, the politically incorrectness now of Christianity, it's really starting to affect us. And I think it's time that God's people stood up, took a stand, time to reignite who we are in Jesus, not as an individual, not as anarchists, but as God-loving, God-fearing people who want to get out God's message.
And your thought during these broadcasts is, what does it take to reignite this passion? And you remember when we were kids, we would have two-week revivals.
Yes.
Then they went to one-week revivals with an evangelist, and now they're down to four-day revivals.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Otherwise, it might be just a focus of Sunday morning, Sunday night.
That's so true. I started a ministry called Prophecy Focus Ministries 4 years ago, and now most meetings are one Sunday only instead of the 2-, 3-, 4-day meetings we used to have.
Oh, wow.
Things have definitely dwindled down.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to our question isn't, well, when we get back to 3- and 4-day or week-long meetings, we've won the battle. It's not about how many days the meetings are.
Right.
It's about, let's get that passion back for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraging folks across the country and here on Word for Life this morning to let's get back to a passion for Christ. How do we get that? Well, I think this morning we're going to talk a little about a passion for God. Now, some people know an individual, probably not personally, because he's been away for quite some time, but an individual named Charles Spurgeon. I was reading one of his books some weeks ago, and when we came to Psalm 42, and for those that would like to follow along, we'll be in Psalm 42 this morning for a bit of time. He called this particular psalm Homesickness of the Soul. And he was what we would like to call a silver-tongued preacher. He had tremendous oratory capabilities. But he called this a homesickness of the soul. And I'm like, that's passion.
Right.
When you love God so much, when you're so in love with the Lord Jesus that you actually are homesick to go home and to be with him, that really hit home with me. So let's go to Psalm 42. We'll read a couple of the verses. We won't go through the entire psalm, but I think some of this will help us. And we're going to see specifically what are these things that God did that really got to David, King David, when he wrote this psalm, and how it moved him. Psalm 42, verse 1 says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. Now, most of us in America don't know what a hart is. It's really speaking about a deer.
Right.
So we're talking about a deer that's running in the woods, and all of a sudden he becomes exhausted.
Tongue hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, just panting and exhausted. And
right.
Here's the catch line, and here's how it goes. Psalm 42, verse 1. As the hand of the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.
Mm.
That is an incredibly wonderful statement. David is saying, my heart is so exhausted. I'm feeling so much pressure. Life's trials are just closing in on me that I feel like a deer that's been running out in the woods, and I'm pushing and pushing and pushing.
Yeah.
And it's not, I need some help. I need some water. I need some spiritual water is basically what he's saying. So this to me is so moving. And folks, while you're listening this morning, I've got to ask you this question. What's your relationship with the Lord today? Now that's between you and him. I can't see who you are, of course. And I'm asking myself the exact same question. How are we relating to the Lord this morning? Is he as close to us today as the day you got saved or trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you waned a little bit? Where's the excitement? Where's the passion? Where's the love for God? Just like David, all of a sudden you realize, oh my goodness, I need to passionately seek the Lord, just like a deer would that's out in the woods running and thirsting for water.
And it's a choice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So many times I think that's what we miss. A lot of people feel like, well, I'm just waiting for that passion to hit me. Oh, no. It's a choice to be seeking after God.
And surely it is.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to see as we go through this psalm, there were some horrific circumstances David was facing that got his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of our listeners this morning, there are some out there that are suffering. They're really hitting bottom right now.
Yeah.
There's some that are shut-ins, that are senior citizens who it's tough just being home alone. My dad's 92. He's home alone by himself almost every day. I know the pain and the suffering that they feel.
Right.
He's a Christian and it's hard.
Right.
So if you're out there this morning and you're suffering or you're going through a tough time, you might be exactly in the kind of spot where King David was, and he had had it. I mean, he was just outright exhausted from what had been facing him. Verse 2 says, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You can just tell he's in anguish of soul. He needs to have God in his life. Now, folks, I hope you don't have to get that low as King David was to where literally you're about ready to give up life. How about a passion? How about if things are going good today? How about if you did have a great morning? Those of you, your husbands or wives, they give you a good kiss. The children got a nice kiss while they're getting ready. You're excited. You're having a wonderful day. You might be drinking a cup of coffee and life is good. And I ask you this, where is your passion this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a passion for God? It's early in the morning. It's time to think about how am I going to give that passion for God away today to other people?
Right.
How am I going to serve the Lord by passionately loving him, passionately going after the things of God this morning and the rest of the day?
Mm-hmm.
We're just getting started. Verse 3, David says, my tears. Wait a second. Here we're talking about a mighty, powerful warrior, King David.
Crying.
Tears have been my meat or his food day and night while they continually say unto me, where is your God? They're mocking him.
Yeah.
It's almost beyond cultural understanding that this powerful ruler today is literally going every night and sobbing himself to sleep.
Right.
That may seem a little something to some people, and I don't know what that something is. Like, did David have a problem? Yeah, he did have a problem. He was a man who loved God but was being fiercely persecuted for the things that he was doing and trying to serve God.
Right.
And it got to him.
Mm-hmm.
How the mighty have fallen. Folks, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the most powerful person in America today. When those tough times come and things happen that break you,
yeah,
and they will break you, it's tough and it's hard, just like David was saying.
Many times it's not the intensity of the battle, but the duration of the battle. It just goes on and on and on.
And wow, some of you out there are saying, yeah, brother, you got it. That's exactly what I'm going through this morning.
Right.
Verse 4 says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Here's what he then says again. He's trying. He's going to the house of God. He's trying to worship. He's trying to be happy. But verse 5 in Psalm 42 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul?
Mm-hmm.
It's cast down. I'm hurting. I'm suffering. And he's trying to reignite that passion for God. He's reaching out like that deer running through the woods, trying to find that drink of water and get that passion going. Casting down, he's feeling like he's been slaughtered by a powerful enemy, which is the root concept of the Hebrew in cast down.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being chastised. I'm like a crumbling hill or a mountain that's being destroyed.
Pretty devastating set of words, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the commentators said it's a picture of the sinking of a person's soul in life.
Wow.
Now, folks, think about that concept of passion this morning. Do you have a passion to serve God, to love God, and to spend time with God?
Mm.
You know, if we don't spend time with God in our private lives, the 1 hour we may go to church on Sunday morning is not going to cut the mustard to get passion in a person's life.
Any more than eating one meal a week.
That rings a bell with me.
Yeah, that doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't.
It's got to be an everyday thing.
That's such a good point. We've mm-hmm. got to eat. We've got to eat of the Word of God.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
He says he's in turmoil. He's disquieted. It's a strong emotional response. It's murmuring of one's soul in distress, the restlessness of the human heart. He's just so disturbed by things that are coming around him. But yet, deep down inside, he knows exactly where to turn. Folks, we talked in the past about evangelistic meetings, about revivals, about powerfully going out there and winning others to Jesus Christ and seeing a change not just happen in our country for the sake of the gospel, but across the world. And folks, without a passion for the Lord, like David is talking about in this psalm, where we literally love the Lord and are seeking him with all of our heart, folks, we will never see revival in America.
Exactly.
We will never see souls come to the Lord like we could if we truly and honestly were in love with God and were willing to share the gospel with others. Folks, mm-hmm. the Bible says, finally, in Psalm 42, after David goes through many more issues, here's his final thing in verse 11, Psalm 42. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Listen, folks, if you remember the passion that Jesus had for you,
mm-hmm.
it will help us renew our passion for him.
Well, folks, be sure to join us again in a couple of days as we continue this study of renewing our passion and our love, not only for the Lord Jesus, but for the ones that the Lord Jesus loves. And those are the ones that are still outside the fold.
Now, if you'd like a copy of our study notes, we encourage you to email us at wfl@brooksidebc.org. Again, that's wfl@brooksidebc.org.
Join us again in a couple of days. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.